It's Happy Hour again from Uptown New Orleans. Hello, I'm Grant Morris. Happy Hour is part of the family of shows on the podcast network. It's neworleans.com. When you walk into a bar in New Orleans and you pull up a bar stool, you never know who's going to be sitting on either side of you. What you do know, though, is no matter what they look like, what they're wearing, whether they just got out of a limousine or just got out of jail, they're going to be happy to talk to you, because that's New Orleans and this is Happy Hour, a cocktail-fueled 60 minutes of random conversation with folks who have nothing in common. Other than we're all New Orleanians in a bar, we're at the fabulous Wayfair on Ferret Street today, where they have a happy hour here every single day for 3 hours, from 3 to 6, where they have half-price drinks and half-price food as well, and an awesome brunch on the weekend. And I'd like to introduce you to the fabulous Linda Summey.
Hi.
Who you would have met once before if all our equipment had been working. Come in, Linda.
Hello.
Hi. So the last time you did the show, you very graciously came down all the way from around the corner where you live. And you sat down here and did this entire show, and then we lost the whole thing due to some sort of technical fuck-up.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what happened. And so can you remember what you said? Because just say it again.
That
all
I'm jinxed?
No, not that. Are you normally bad luck to be around?
I didn't think so, but now that I've been on the show twice and we've had technical difficulties twice.
Well, we have, but this, I think it's working now, okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Just
we'll find
in
out
here a little bit.
I'll speak to you soon.
So, what did you talk about last time you were on the show? Can you remember?
I was with somebody who was the maker of kombucha.
Oh,
and I remember
we tried a lot
of delicious kombucha.
Was it Big Easy Butcher?
Big Easy Butcher was on the show, right?
Yeah.
And this is the voice of Andrew Duhon, who's back from his birthday. Wasn't here last week. too drunk.
It's true. No, I wasn't, but I was making plans to be.
Well, did you end up being drunk or something?
You know, not. I mean, no.
Really. It's your birthday. You're
allowed. Come the nighttime, I knew that I was just gonna fall asleep. I was, at my local at that point, so. It was only a stumble home from there. Sure, I got drunk from there.
Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, dude.
And did you, in the depths of your drunkenness, come up with a name for your new album?
Man, that's a great question. No. I'm still struggling with that.
Okay. Well, we didn't get any suggestions at all, by the way.
None
of the three people who listened to the show had an idea.
I mean, my mom already told me her suggestions.
What's
that's
her
one
suggestion?
Of the three people, so.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. She hasn't told me any suggestions.
Oh, I think she might have had a good one.
No.
I still like mine. Michael Kennedy is here as well. Hello, Michael.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm super excited.
Are you really good? All right, now you're on your second or second drink.
I'm on my second. Linda's the drunk.
Linda's on three already. While
three,
we tried
she's
to
going
get,
three at once.
They're all, but yours are both the same. Linda's are all different, which is troubling for a hangover. Mm. Well, this is why we have Hangover Destroyer completely available.
That means I can keep drinking, huh?
You have to keep drinking. And today's the last day of work for you. You're a school
teacher.
It is.
That's why I'm drinking so many drinks right now.
Huh.
What do you teach?
I teach first grade.
Oh, wow. That must
Does
be
that
kind
make
of
sense
fun.
Now?
Drink up.
So what are those little kids like to teach?
They are amazing, and they're a handful at the same time.
Right. What school were you at?
I'm at Green Charter, down the street.
Oh, just around the corner here.
Where two blocks away.
So you can walk to work?
Yes.
And then you can walk down here?
Yes.
Have a couple of drinks?
That's
wow,
perfect.
That's pretty cool.
It's a great setup.
So you don't need a car. Do you have a car?
I do. And I drove here today because I thought it was going to rain, and
it is.
It's raining.
Well, it's stopped now, actually, so it'll be raining again by the time you go home.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, the last day of work. And what happens next year? Are you going back there? Or
we are moving to San Antonio, Texas.
Oh.
So this is like the last month of last hurrah here in New Orleans.
This is it. And you've been here for
for 5 years.
And you moved here from where?
From San Antonio, Texas.
Huh.
Well,
so now we're just going full circle.
And you're married to one of our favorite musicians, Josh Summey.
Josh Ray Summey, yes.
Yeah, who's from the band Hazy Ray. So what's the band doing? Is the band still together, or are they all moving, or what's
They're
going?
Mostly based out of Texas now, and Josh is doing some more side projects on his own. But he has a lot of connections out there, and so it's just a good move for both of us.
San Antonio. What's that
lovely,
like?
Lovely, lovely city.
Where do you play when you're out there?
Sam's Burger Joint.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a great spot.
Yeah.
Does Josh play there as well?
He hasn't, but I'm sure he's going to...
Okay.
Start going.
Well, and what are you going to do?
I'm teaching second grade.
So you're really
just moving on.
Yeah.
So that's double.
Yeah. A little
double
nervous.
Double the grade.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. There aren't many grades that double every time you go from one grade to the next,
right?
That
is a fact.
In fact, that's the only.
You've got this.
That's the only one. And Michael is a criminal defense attorney.
I am.
Are you licensed to practice in Texas?
No, only New York and Louisiana.
New York and Louisiana?
Yeah.
That's interesting, two states.
Well, lots of crime everywhere.
That's where the most crimes occur, I suppose.
Probably so.
This must be great being a criminal defense attorney in New Orleans.
There's job security.
Yeah. So I found this thing in our extensive research, in fact, just 1 minute ago before we came in. Is this your case? Orleans DA personally tries sorted contract hit case?
That was my case, a Black Widow murder, yes.
Fantastic story. So can you tell us the story? This is an awesome story. Just lean into the microphone.
There was this woman. I represented the alleged hitman. But there was
hitman. Got that already. Got it. Off to a good start.
Mm-hmm. That actually happens?
Oh, yeah. So there was this woman named Emma, and allegedly, I'm not sure how many she's been convicted of, but there are at least 3 dead husbands by now.
Whoa.
I think my guy allegedly took out husband number 2. I don't remember how number 1 died. Number 2, she was having an affair with my guy's foster brother, and they allegedly gave him like $10,000. There was a preacher on a motorcycle involved. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. I've done a couple of true crime shows about it, but I don't have cable, so I never remember which ones I'm recording.
Well, I can tell you. I've got it written down here. It's like this is an article from The Advocate, actually, so it's bound to be accurate. It basically says, I think, this woman was Emma Rain. This first thing was Emma Rain was the marrying kind, also the killing her husband kind, according to the Orleans Parish District Attorney Leon Canizero. And you had to actually go up against Leon Canizero himself.
It was the first case he'd done in like 4 years, so he decided to do our case.
So he's the prosecutor and he's the DA.
Yes.
So does that predispose the judge to make them think that?
Well, it's less about what the judge thinks and more about what the jury thinks. And yes, we did feel like the jury kind of felt like if the elected DA who never does cases decided he was going to come down and try our sordid Black Widow murder for hire case, that put us with an uphill battle to begin with.
Right. Do you, upon jury selection, much like if you have a semi-famous or a famous client, you want to know whether the jury knows this person so they have bias. Did you do a similar thing with the attorney himself? Say, like, do you know who this attorney is?
I mean, you have to ask those sorts of questions. Like, is the fact that the elected district attorney is doing this case himself make you feel like you're going to vote more one way or the other?
Right.
And, you know, people tell you they're not going
like,
to.
I'm from Metairie. I love Canis. I got plenty of Canizeros in my family. Yeah.
You can't be from Metairie. They're out of parish.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
What was the verdict?
Oh, it was guilty.
So you lost that one.
We lost that one for sure.
When you say we, that was you lost it.
Well, it was me and my co-counsel, Tanzanika.
Tanzanika?
Tanzanika.
Is that someone who works with you or for you? Or?
With us. Like, there are 5 attorneys in my office, but none of us are connected. We all just kind of are friends that once in a while. Right. Everything's more fun with a friend, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Murder's no different.
So when someone, how did you find this case? They come to you, obviously.
Yeah, I was at the gym. As I've told you, I spend a lot of time at the
gym.
You
were saying before we went on the air here that you spend a lot of time at the gym.
I spend a lot of time at the gym.
A day?
2 to 3 hours a day.
A day. 2 to 3 hours a day at the gym.
Do
you think that's like a mental problem or what?
What do you do for 2 to 3 hours a day?
No,
most people sit in an office.
Facebook or something.
It sounds like a thing that a criminal defense attorney does in his spare time so that when he's on the true crime drama and they need the montage, he's going to be at the gym on every montage. And the earphones, you're assuming, are playing the music that you're hearing in the montage.
I consider it work-related. No jury wants to look at a fatty.
Sure.
That is my theory.
Yeah,
if they have to look at my ass for like 5 days in a row, it should be good. It is my duty to them.
So you're doing this for the people of New Orleans?
I'm doing it for the people.
Okay. 2 to 3 hours a day. Yeah. What goes into it? What do you do when you're there? You're on the bike and...
Oh, God, no. Cardio separate. So I have a trainer, and we have a workout group, and we're all friends. And, like, Monday is push day, and then we box for an hour. Tuesday is back day, and we have a whole body workout.
What's back day mean? You get tattoos and give each other a back rub?
I have a lot of them.
You have a lot of tattoos, and you have a mohawk.
I do.
That's pretty unusual for a defense attorney, I would think, to look as wild as you look.
I like to believe not only should I have a good ass as a defense attorney, but they like irreverence. Nobody wants, like, a cookie-cutter defense attorney.
You look kind of fierce. Is that the
Thank
look?
You.
Is that the look you're going for?
It's the look I have, so.
Yeah, it's good though, don't you think?
Work with what you've got.
That would work.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a fierce look. Okay, so what does a back day mean?
Oh, back day. Well, that's when you're doing. Yeah, you're doing more pulling versus Monday when we push.
It's push day.
Yeah.
Okay. Wednesday.
Wednesday is all core.
Okay.
Just all core. That's what I did before I came here.
And what sort of exercises does that mean?
Well, today we did killer core. So we started
very
with with Turkish get-ups, and then we did sock flags, and then dragonflies, and then.
Do you guys know what this is?
No.
No, this sounds
okay.
very foreign.
Start with Turkish get-ups. That sounds good. That sounds like a food.
Actually. I'm not sure there's a way for me to describe it with a microphone.
You want to do one?
I just did like a lot of them.
Right. What's one more?
Well, one more isn't going to kill you, is it?
Okay.
Before.
Yep. Mr. Fierce is wondering.
I'll be the color commentator and describe what's happening.
Okay,
here.
All right.
It
looks like he's
really
in a sitting position. He's laying down now. He's got one arm up.
Wayfair, which is weird.
One leg up. Okay. Oh, yeah. Kettlebell in one hand.
Oh, with a kettlebell.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Okay. So it's essentially a sit up where you stand up from the sitting position.
And then you have to do both sides. Shit. So
that's intense.
Lie down.
Lie down.
Hold a kettlebell above your head.
Kettlebell above your head.
And then stand up.
Stand up.
That's just the first workout?
Sit up and then stand up. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How much does a kettlebell weigh for us?
Depends on how strong you are.
You look like you're sweating from that one.
I am.
And that wasn't even with a kettlebell or in a gym.
I was feeling lazy today and stopped at 15. The guy I was with went up to 25, but he looked like he was in a lot more pain than me. So I was good with my decision.
Yeah.
But how much does that thing weigh?
Well, it depends on who you are and what your prowess is. But
yeah. How long is a piece of string?
The string?
How long is a piece of string?
I don't
you know that one? That's the same thing as how much does a kettlebell weigh.
I don't know how much, Grant.
Well, that's right. How long is a piece of string? It's a ridiculous question. I guess how much does a kettlebell weigh? I mean, how much does it weigh the one you're holding up today
was 15.
Look at that tattoo.
That sounds 15 pounds.
Look at this tattoo. That is amazing. What is that of? Holy mackerel. That's like a Keith Haring type.
It's a warrior rune.
Right.
Yeah, I have lots.
You've got some tattoos going. Look at the size of these muscles, though. That's working, this thing.
Well, that's what happens when you go to the gym.
But you can't wear, like, the shirt in court. What do you wear in court? You have to wear a suit.
I wear a suit.
Can you have the sleeves cut off? Like, Max style?
I've gone in, and, like, one time I went in bullet hole jeans and a skull sweater. I went in one time thinking I was just going to, like, ask a quick question and had on a T-shirt. And the judge looked out and told the audience, he has his shoulders done, too. I saw him at Jazz Fest. Thanks, Your Honor. Yay.
All right. Okay, so this woman... Emma Raine had killed a bunch of other... I mean, she'd killed people, and now she'd got her boyfriend to kill him.
I'm not sure she ever actually killed anyone herself.
Yeah.
I think she was more of a higher-out sort of person.
You got to outsource that stuff.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting.
That's the right way to go.
It said that she'd got bored with your client, James Raine. Was that your client?
That is who my client allegedly killed.
Your client's name was Everett.
Yes.
Somebody Everett.
Terry.
Terry Everett's defense attorney.
Alfred, the family called him Terry.
Okay. It says here that Everett's defense attorney, Michael Kennedy, said his client never admitted anything to family members nor to a fellow jail inmate, Donald Glover.
It was all lies.
Who was expected to testify for the prosecution about a detailed confession Everett allegedly offered. It's a tough life behind bars there.
Well, their whole story was that my client got drunk at a family party and was just like, oh, yeah, I killed James, blah, blah, blah. Really, our theory was that they thought there was some insurance money they could get if they threw our guy under the bus. And he was found guilty, so guilty or not, whatever. This was the part that annoyed me the most. By this point, Emma's obviously in jail. She's not allowed to marry anymore. Well, maybe legally, but she's in jail.
She was found guilty of something, too.
But his damn family was like, we turned him in to save his life so she wouldn't kill him, too. I'm like, she's in jail. She's not killing anybody, you lying sons of bitches. Mm. Really pissed me off.
So how long did he get?
Oh, life.
Wow.
There's no option in that.
How does a guy like you get paid when you're defending these people who probably don't have a whole lot of money?
Well, ahead of time, obviously.
You're paid in advance. What does it cost to hire you if I kill somebody? Allegedly kill somebody.
That kind of depends. Okay, so there's actually kind of I have a breakdown for it. There's like, you allegedly killed somebody in some backwater hole that nobody gives a shit about. There's the starting price. you killed somebody and it got national press, that price can come down because it's free publicity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. It costs more if I knock somebody off in New Orleans East or the Ninth Ward where no one can see it.
But think of the exposure.
If I did it here. Yeah. So if I shot Andrew right here, it would be cheaper.
Well, how many people listen to this?
But the chance.
I mean, that kind of depends.
The chances of me getting away with it are nil if I'm going to shoot Andrew right here, though, right?
I'm pretty good at what I do. Back off.
Well, it depends on. depends on who Andrew is, too. You know, if Andrew's just a bum, you know.
But we're filming this, though, and this is on Facebook Live. If I shot you on Facebook Live,
right, that would be a big story.
Or if I shot Grayson on Facebook Live, which is look at that.
Yeah,
that would be. I mean, that would be a big
Grayson
deal.
Grayson didn't do you nothing. Why are you going to shoot
no
Grayson?
No one's done me anything. But I'm doing it for the publicity for you.
Okay, I really appreciate that.
I think it's a good point that you bring up that he does not have a motive. This is important to his defense.
In Louisiana, they do not have to prove a motive. The state has.
Well, how would you get me off?
Wow, I mean, right here.
Yeah. What's the defense? Because everyone pleads not guilty. They captured. I mean, someone shot some people on a train. In upstate New York somewhere, where there's like the whole thing was filled with people.
Well,
he shot like 10 people, then he pleaded not guilty.
This is how I feel about the pleading not guilty, even when you're obviously guilty. Like in Louisiana, your only sentence is life without benefits. So
without benefits.
Yeah. So why are you going to just roll over on that? If you're going to get life, you might as well get your day in court. I mean,
right.
If you're going to get the same thing with a guilty plea as you are if you're found guilty.
Well, why have
your day.
Well, why have a court case at all then? Why not just spare us all the expense and time?
Well, you gotta take the shot.
Yeah,
you know.
Is that normal, like compared to other states?
Only licensed here in New York, so I don't know.
Okay, is it normal compared to New York? I mean, is it similar?
The annoying thing here compared to New York, or actually like 48 of the other states, is we don't require a unanimous verdict. Only 10 of the 12 people have to say you're guilty.
To put you in jail for life.
Yeah, to put you in jail for life. Wow. Only 10 of the 12 have to say you're guilty.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, which, you know, every trial we file objections to, but it keeps being held up. So I think I've only had one conviction ever where it came back 12-0, which I think is just, you know, devastating. Like, people are going to prison for life. And there wasn't even like a full agreement on it.
Jesus Christ, that's pretty rough.
Yeah. So that's what
these
I do all day.
These are the things you don't
really
know
depressing about.
Well, yeah.
No, just did a murder trial. Me and my best friend Miles just did a murder trial out in Houma where there was zero physical evidence. They didn't even bother to run ballistics to prove there were multiple shooters. The physical description of our client that the surviving victim claimed she'd known for a year was wrong on every single point, and it still came back 10-2.
Like, what?
We're convinced, no offense to the nice people of Terrebonne Parish, it was just a vote of racism. That is all it was.
I think the older that we get, you have to think that a jury of your peers, like, how many peers do you truly think are not crazy or dumb or, you know, so easily swayed
unbiased.
By, you know, yeah.
Well,
by,
and it's never really a jury of your peers. Like, you know, my client is growing up in New Orleans East.
Yeah, well put.
And the white woman we get stuck with from uptown, she's not his peer,
right,
other than living in the same parish.
I guess that's part of it, is the objectivity needs to be that they are not specifically your peer, per se.
Yeah, no.
They have to be unbiased, so to speak. But even so, that unbias can come with complete misunderstanding of the context or, you know, however that sort of thing goes.
An inability to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Yeah,
just an inability to think about what life must be like if shooting somebody seems like your best option at that moment. Like, you know, I'll talk some shit about you on Facebook. Somebody else is going to shoot you. That's the whole difference in life perspective that people don't put themselves in. Mm.
What attracted you to doing this?
I never wanted to be bored at work. I like teacher, garbage man, lawyer. We all work for somebody.
Easy. We got a second grade teacher over here.
And you work for somebody, right?
I do.
I just never figured if you have to get out of bed and work for somebody.
You don't like
working. I didn't want to be bored. And I've never come home and said nothing happened. Something always happens.
I mean, that's kind of the same thing I could say for my job, too.
Yeah.
Something always happens.
I get crime scene photos. You get poopy pants. Same thing.
Crying, tattling.
I'd rather have crime scene photos. for real.
Really? You'd rather have crime scene photos than...
Than crying?
Than crying.
Oh, God, yeah.
1 year, 5 year-olds. How old are they?
They're seven.
Seven? Oh, that's not too
bad.
Seven is okay.
Yeah, we just get tantrums.
Right.
Pouting, crying.
Actually, our jobs aren't that different, maybe.
You get paid a lot more, I'm sure.
Not always.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, that's right. That's why I was wondering how you get paid. This, because most of these people who are convicted or charged with killing someone, are they? Do you have any sort of white collar type people who've got tons of money and like you see on TV?
No, not very often. You get, and who wants those? Well, they're not interesting.
They're not. I just thought you'd get guaranteed to get paid that way, as opposed to...
I have a general rule that I don't ask where families get our money, as long as they do.
So we still don't know how much it costs to get a defense, Andrew.
No, but we know that if you film it or put it on Facebook Live, it'll
be
cheaper.
Free.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to go to jail for life. That's the only
chance. That's
like
true.
That. There's no chance of you getting
Well, with juries in Orleans Parish, chances are you're going to jail for life either way. But...
Even if I'm white?
I'm not sure I've ever had a murder with a white client, actually.
White people don't kill anyone?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I just don't know if I've ever actually had one.
Right.
None are coming to mind. Okay. I'll get back to you on that. Right. You'll get an email at 3 in the morning like I remembered Whitey.
How many people have you defended, do you think?
I have done virtually nothing but criminal law since 2007, so I've defended a lot of people.
10 years, I would think.
Yeah.
Almost. I had to work that on a piece
How
of paper.
How long did this trial take?
Longest trial I've ever done was 5 days. That trial took 3, I think. That one I remember sucked because I had the flu in the middle of it. And, like, after day one, I went to urgent care to be like, you've got to give me something. And the doctor was like, you're forbidden from going in public. And I pulled up probably that article. And I was like, no, see, I have to. Like, there's no calling in sick at this point. We're all in. So
wow.
I had, like, the throat spray in the red well, pulling it out with my file. Like, good morning. Yay.
Oh, my God.
It was a rough trial.
Tough going.
What was it like working against Cannizzaro? Was he any good?
I mean...
He won, I guess.
He won. That I don't know that that always means
right.
You're good when you're a prosecutor. No, I mean, he's obviously a very smart man. He was a judge at CDC. He was a judge at the Fourth Circuit, all before becoming DA. He was kind of the second chair. Like, obviously, he was the recognition name person. But his daughter, Laura, was actually the lead prosecutor.
Oh, it gets weirder and weirder. This is like a
yeah.
movie.
It is.
Yeah. Well,
She's a very good prosecutor also. She's obviously a very smart woman. She's a screamer. She yelled a lot. We were in a very tiny courtroom. She was very loud. But
you don't see that on TV either. They scream.
So do you think, what's that move about? Do you, as a DA, you look at this case and think, oh, this will be high enough profile and it's plenty of red meat here. Sure conviction to be had. Let me get my daughter involved here. Give her a softball.
No. His daughter. Let me be clear. Laura. Laura is a very. Laura is a very good attorney.
Okay.
A little loud when you're a tiny courtroom, but a very good attorney.
Sure.
And she. It was her case all along. It was only like 3 days before that suddenly we found out her dad was going to second chair her.
Oh, I see.
So she. Yeah. It had been her case from the word go. I knew she was my prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
I would only be speculating as to the reasons he decided to jump on at the end. You know,
sure.
I don't think it was motivated as much by family bonding as probably some good high profile, seemed like an easy enough case.
Yeah, okay.
But that's just speculation.
Yeah,
but no, Laura had it the whole time. Leon was the surprise to us.
Understood, yeah, yeah.
Linda, did you ever commit a crime?
No, not that
Nothing.
I'm aware of.
Nothing
Come
at all.
On.
We'll talk
you
later.
Yeah,
you actually... I have a horrible poker face, and I hate lying.
You hate lying.
And I've never stolen anything except, and this is a really nerdy moment, I did steal a dictionary in elementary school, and I still have it.
Nice move.
The only thing I've ever stolen.
You never took it back.
I never took it back. It was my dictionary.
Where did you steal it from?
Yeah.
From elementary school. From a classroom.
In San Antonio, Texas.
In San Antonio, Texas. I'm going back to the scene of the crime.
Really? Are you going to teach back at the same school that you stole the dictionary from?
No, but the same zip code. Close
really?
Enough.
How'd you get it out?
in my backpack.
That's the best way. Yeah. You just shove it.
I can't believe I just said that in front of everybody.
James Addiction, like upskirt sort of thing. I'm kind of disappointed now.
No, I just put it in my backpack and walked out. And this is really embarrassing that I'm sharing it with the public.
How it was before your drinking days.
Well, we don't know that the last time it didn't work, so maybe this time it won't work either.
I was probably about 12 years old.
12?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Yeah. Why didn't they give you a dictionary at school?
I don't know. They didn't, and I wanted it, and I didn't have one.
You know,
so
it's not so bad. It sounds like the beginning of some really interesting documentary on a genius, you know, when they steal the dictionary, you know.
Well, think how many children didn't learn to read properly.
I had this goal of reading the entire dictionary from front cover to end cover.
So you had a good reason to see it.
I had a good reason, but I didn't fulfill it. I stopped at like
one word that you really remember learning from your stolen dictionary?
Contraband, maybe?
That's C. She
didn't
get
make it
that
there.
Far.
I only got through the A's.
You did. You got through all the A's.
Aardvark, I don't know.
Did you actually get through all the A's?
I got through most of them, yeah.
Most of the A's.
Yeah. It happened because a kid that was sitting next to me from a new school said that he had done it. And he
was bragging that he saw the dictionary or
exactly.
that he'd read the dictionary.
Exactly. And I was like, I can do that.
What was the kid's name?
Silver.
His first name was Silver?
Yeah, his first name was Silver.
Silver what?
I don't know. And he was from Louisiana.
Think back. Silver who?
I can't remember. But I know he was from Louisiana. Silver from Louisiana. And
Silver. Shall I just Facebook that right now? Grayson will find it. Silver. Why was he going to school in San Antonio? I guess his parents
had
moved there.
His parents had moved. I mean, he should be about 30 years old.
Silver. 30 years old from Louisiana. I've never heard of anyone called Silver, have you? Except
that Silver.
What about Hi-Ho Silver?
He changed my life. He made me steal a dictionary.
Was Silver a horse in the Lone Ranger?
Hi-Ho Silver. Correct.
That was a horse, right? It wasn't...
Correct.
Tonto, it was a person.
Right.
And what was the Lone Ranger's first name?
Ooh. Did
Steve?
He have one? Sure.
Steve, I think. Steve the Lone Ranger. How do we get on to this? Oh, Silver.
Silver.
Okay.
Silver the dictionary reader.
Grayson, anyone called Silver on Facebook at all? So what's happened to Paul Sanchez is what I... Usually people who are late are here by now.
I like that.
He should be
usually
here.
People who are later here by
they
now.
Are usually here before a half hour's gone by or however long it's been.
Did he message you?
Did he know it was happy hour? Did he know that there were discount prices on things?
Well, maybe no one told him it was half price drinks.
I think we need to be express.
He's missing the 2-for-1 deal I got.
And plus, we get...
That's 3-for-1, Linda.
You've had three drinks, Linda. Do you want another one?
It's water.
It is your last day of school.
It is my last day.
The last day, one of your last days in New Orleans. April, let's get you something else. What do you want?
I'll take another one of the
Luna Loma. Which one's this one?
The Luna Loma.
Luna Loma.
It is delicious. So if anybody comes to Wayfair, order that.
Can we
nice
get one?
Plug.
It comes with beer.
It comes with a beer.
When you can't decide
beer.
What you want to drink.
April, can you hook us up?
Hey, April, while you're up, I'll have a Blanton's on the rocks.
And a Linda Loma. Did you say it's Linda Loma?
Luna Loma.
That would be a good name for you, too. Linda Loma at your next school, in case they've found out about the dictionary. Okay, cool. So, that's the only thing you've ever stolen in your life is a dictionary.
It is.
What about you, criminal defense attorney Michael Kennedy? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever commit a crime yourself?
I'm sure I have some stolen ashtrays and stuff somewhere
in my
ashtrays.
Past. That's a good point. We always used to steal ashtrays, though. It was sort of built in.
Well, yeah. I mean... Smokers need things, too.
I stole an awesome thing when I was younger. I stole an honesty box. I thought that was the greatest idea ever.
What is an honesty box?
An honesty box in New Zealand, in Auckland, New Zealand, where I was from, you buy the newspaper, and it's open. You know how you have to pull the thing to get the Times speaking with the Advocate?
Yeah.
They didn't have the door thing. They just have the papers stacked up in a box, and you're supposed to put the money in the slot, and then you take the paper.
So what did you take? You took the whole box?
I took the entire box.
What did you do with it?
Put it in my apartment. I thought it was hilarious. I was pretty drunk, and then I, woke up in the morning like, how funny to steal an honesty box.
Was there money in it?
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
I don't even think there were any papers in it. No, I think it was like in the middle of the night.
Well, if everybody bought all the paper and it was just money in the box, then you're a dirty bastard.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I don't think there was any money. I don't even remember that, but I just remember that the fact that it said honesty box and I thought.
Was it a nice box or just like
a it was a beat up metal thing.
Okay.
Yellow from the New Zealand Herald. I think I left it in the apartment when I moved out, probably, or put it on the street or something. I don't know. Nothing. I don't have it. I thought that was a pretty good move, though.
Yeah.
You know, at the time.
Yeah. Well,
if you're drunk enough,
this is what you do when you're in college and stuff.
I do know one thing I stole in college that's still at my parents' house in the closet. My friend Zach and I were just hammered. I'm sure it was like a Wednesday. And there was I went to Wake Forest. And there was, you know, the nice like plaque that commemorates the building in the politics building that we were drunk enough to somehow just rip out of the wall.
Wow.
Triple Hall. So the plaque commemorating Triple Hall, in case you've been looking for it the last 20 years, Wake Forest, is in my parents' closet
in
North Carolina.
That sounds like a real actual crime.
That's
nice vandalism.
One.
I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations has run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never thought about that.
Let's see. That would have been, let's say, 93 or 4.
What is the statute of limitations on? Does every crime have an expiry date?
No, murder has no expiration date.
And nor does, like, sexual molestation or whatever Bill Cosby's being busted for, because that seems to have been 100 years ago, too.
I'm not a California attorney.
No, I don't want to put you on the spot there, but...
I will say he's a dirty old man and we can all see it. But that's just an opinion.
That's not a legal opinion. But
also, if
crimes,
you don't know what a Cosby sweater is, you should look it up and then feel dirty.
Okay. Do you have any sweaters like that? Did you get rid of them all?
I do not.
After the court case? So, most crimes have an expiry date. So if you do something and it's enough time has passed, you're automatically not guilty.
That's right. Or you can't be charged anyway.
Can't be charged.
That's good to know, isn't it? Why would they do that?
Well, I mean, there's like... witnesses die, it becomes too prejudicial for you to be brought to trial because memories fade, evidence disappears, people die. In New Orleans, people die a lot. And sometimes
they die once, like everybody else, right?
Well, they only die once, but the rapidness with which they die. If I could put local people on my death pool, I would do so much better every year.
Right.
But
You have a death pool for this year? Who are you banking on dying?
Honestly, I don't even remember because at this point I just turn in my same celebrity death pool every year thinking that one day one of these assholes is going to die.
Who do you turn that into?
It's like a nationwide death pool. I think our moderator works for NPR now. We used to have one from Politico. But so far my only death this year was Don Rickles. Gene Kennedy will just not die. That bitch has been on my list for years.
Gene Kennedy?
The last surviving Kennedy sibling? She will not die.
How old is she?
I don't fucking know.
I mean, like, old enough?
She's the last one. Let it go. Let it go.
Okay, here's a message from Paul Sanchez. So sorry. My car broke down on Jefferson Highway. Just got home. I owe you one.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
That's weird.
Jefferson Highway.
Huh.
I wonder what sort of car he drives. I thought he was doing pretty well.
Cars break down sometimes.
I guess so. Jefferson Highway, how far away
Uber doesn't
is that
break
from
down.
I'm not sure.
That's what I was thinking. You could just Uber it from here. Should we send
it? Wasn't
car
into it. I don't know.
Huh, okay. Well, so much for Paul Sanchez.
Yeah.
He can FaceTime.
Yeah.
We could. Should we? No.
We'll
just forget that he was even coming here. Well, we can invite one other person on here, so we have a spare microphone.
That's
now.
Right.
Who should it be? It's your special day, Linda. You want to invite somebody
from
school?
Yeah, you
want to
go find somebody from the crowd?
All these girls are here.
Down.
All these girls are here from your school.
I believe it's come on down.
Hey, Terrence.
That could be pretty funny.
Does anybody want to come join us? There's an open mic. Anybody want to come join?
Open mic night, y'all.
That's
open
good.
Mic.
It's open mic night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
All right.
It's back day.
Take that bass
for a
walk.
Did we get to Thursday?
What's that?
Do we know what Thursday is?
Thursday.
Core. Is that core?
No, Thursday is leg day.
Leg day.
Legs,
yeah.
Leg day and boxing.
Don't forget
boxing
the legs.
Boxing again.
Yes.
No
My
one wants to come.
No.
Okay. They're all here by chance, though, right?
Nothing. You just come and sit down.
Now, one of them is going to be tempted to do it after another
they
drink,
are.
Probably.
Right.
We'll
That's
see
right.
if they show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get a hot mic. It's going to be like Robert Durst. Shit's going to go
That's
down.
Right. That's right.
Robert Durst, he must be a sort of a hero in the murder trial world.
When he got arrested, I went to court just to, like, you know, stare at him. I swear he took part of my soul.
Wow.
His eyes went black like on Charmed when you would become the source of all evil.
Okay.
And I went cold. I swear he took part of my soul.
Oh, my God.
You watched Charmed?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite spell?
I never watched it.
Oh, my God, you suck. Why'd you get me all excited, Linda? Damn it.
Linda, I see here in this extensive research that Graham, our producer, gave me, it says, I'll read anything anyone suggests. I'm an avid reader.
I am. So, I mean, obviously from my stealing the dictionary.
The bees. After the bees, she doesn't no. That's right.
So Andrew's going to get his guitar out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to read this for me.
Nice. Some sponsors, yeah?
You're going to read these messages.
Oh, okay. Since you told me to read it, I will read it.
That's what it says. I'll read anything anyone tells me. So that's when I read that, I thought, oh, this is perfect. You can read this.
Sounds good.
Yeah. These are special messages from our sponsors All right. from today. And look, we have tons of this stuff here, too.
Let me get my announcer voice ready.
Okay.
Okay, this was brought to us today by Basic Swim and Gym, a full range of fashion, swimsuits, workout, and yoga clothes with style. Bikinis, one-piece, cover-ups, and everything you need for beach and poolside is at Basic Swim and Gym, right next to the lingerie store, Basics Underneath on Magazine Street near Jefferson Avenue. I will be sure to check that out. And by Hangover Destroyer, the only all-natural product medically proven to prevent a hangover. Go to the Hangover Destroyer website, hdestroyer.com. Write happy hour in the coupon code and get 30% off Hangover Destroyer and seize the dawn.
I'm gonna need that website.
Yeah, do you want some Hangover Destroyer?
Yeah, I would like that product too.
Linda, that was very nicely read, actually.
Is that like my swag?
Here it is. You can have some Hangover Destroyer.
Sweet.
After all these drinks, I'm gonna need one too.
You can have one as well. Look, we're giving it away. So you take that and you take it while you're drinking or before, if you want to go out drinking. Or you can take it in the middle of a whole bunch of drinks.
Grayson took one in front of us.
Grayson, oh, it's for every four to five alcoholic drinks.
Yeah.
So
girl,
I needed
need
one more drink in order to take this. No, actually, I'm at four. Yeah,
you're at
we're
four.
Good.
Oh, my God, you're at four drinks. That's pretty good.
Amazing.
Well, feel free to have some Hangover Destroyer. It's the only, what is it? The only all-natural product proven to prevent a hangover. So there you go.
That's impressive.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, how did it fit in with lingerie?
It doesn't really fit in, but I guess, you know, you could give someone a nice present, a piece of lingerie and some Hangover Destroyer. It would be a nice little going away gift for you, actually, from the girls at school, if any of them come over here to join us. Okay, Andrew's going to play us a song as well off his new album called... Okay, you guys are completely drunk. What is the good name for a record album?
Give it to me.
Well, we have to hear it first.
Yeah, we need
what kind
something
of music,
to work with.
I mean,
what sort of genre?
What are the song titles?
Okay. There's a song called No Man's Land. There's a song called The Heart of a Man. There's a song called Easy Ways Around the Trouble in the Shape That I'm In. I'm just giving you the idea. Easy Ways Around the Trouble in the Shape That I'm In, but they don't go the places I've been. Okay. I'm going to play you a song.
Wait,
that's
can
on
it
the
be
record.
Called Get This Hair Off My Microphone before
Get
Michael
that
goes
hair
insane?
Off
tell
my
you what,
microphone.
You've got good eyesight. Do you wear contacts or that was just all natural? You have glasses right here. How can you see a hair on a microphone? That's
it was a big ugly hair. I don't think it was up here, but I'm not ruling it out.
Well, maybe I'll play you that No Man's Land tune.
When Paul Sanchez says he owes me one, what does that mean?
I think the title of the podcast is Paul Sanchez Owes
Me One. Owes
Me One.
Oh, that's a great idea. No Man's Land, you want to play that?
Sure.
Well, I can still see you and me settle down on a couple acres. I see a foothill farm where a dog can run around. And in my mind, I'm out there picking them tomatoes. But the rest of me just keeps rambling around. Just weather in the storm, the love that's off and on. I love you, then I'm gone again. I'm stuck somewhere in the Midwest. Oklahoma is my best guess. Somewhere between holding out and holding out my hands in no man's land. In no man's land. Your heart is miles and miles of placid ocean. Mine is a rowboat that I drag through landlocked towns. And I know deep down it's all constantly in motion. And you know deep down you can't just keep waiting around. Just weather in the storm of a love that's off and on. Love you, then I'm gone again and again. I'm stuck somewhere in the Midwest, never better than my best guess. Somewhere between not right now, and if not now, when? In no man's land. This is no man's land.
Hey, thanks, y'all.
Okay, now that
you
is
can
beautiful.
Totally speak to me next time you see me walking my dog.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say hi from the balcony. Yeah. What's up, yeah. Dude?
You're legit now.
Thanks, dude.
That's impressive, yeah, isn't it?
We're neighborhood wardies, by the way. I've seen him walking his dog. That's what I first said when I walk up to the table. Like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah. I'm pretty sure we're in the same neighborhood, so yeah.
I try to never make eye contact, but I'll look out
no,
for
that's
you
fair.
Now.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm the same way, you know, same here. So.
What changed your mind? Just because a guy can play the guitar and sing, you suddenly like him?
Oh, he's got good hair, too.
Well, that did it, though. No kidding. That's impressive, isn't it, to hear someone do that?
Well, you gotta wait till you think somebody gives a fuck before you, like, just decide to, you know, not ignore them. There's too many people in the world.
You've been talking to him for half an hour. You got some sort of measure of him. You didn't think he was okay until he could play the guitar and sing?
He only hangs out with creatives, maybe.
Thinking he was okay and thinking I would speak to him outside of this table are different things.
Well, what is the criteria for you to be friends with somebody? Or just to be decent?
Wait, those are very different criteria.
Yeah, I know. Those two different things. Well, what does it take before you would actually talk to someone on the street?
Oh, I'll talk to anybody. Have you not realized that? I mean, I'm sitting next to Linda. Come on.
Thanks. So you're not going to talk to me out on the street?
I'll talk to you. Well, you're moving to San Antonio.
That's true. I won't be.
But is your default position that most people aren't worth talking to?
No, my default position is that I panic when strangers talk to me and I want to run away.
Do you really? Are you serious about that? You have a fear? Like a
social anxiety, maybe you might call it.
I don't know that it's a fear so much as I just don't want to bother a lot of times. Mm. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to get to know you. You're going to want me to remember your name. Mm. Oh, that sounds like a lot.
You know what I feel like sometimes when I'm wandering the streets of Mid-City or in any capacity, you know, wherever I might be, and then suddenly you're confronted with a surprise situation where you are being social, where, as before, you were in your own head. I think myself and many people included are so in their own head, they're wandering around in there. And then somebody just snaps you out of it, but maybe something good was going on in there. And then what do you do? What are you going to be impolite and say, I don't have time right now. I'm really dealing with some shit. You know, you're not going to do that.
I have a very good friend who always says, if you survive Lower Decatur in the late 90s, your reward is Mid-City now.
Right.
And I think that is true. And
that's
we're all
a
just
good album title. Mid-City
yeah, and we're
now.
All just like, that's Mid-City. Can we just get through this day? I didn't need you. If I didn't meet you at the Crystal in 1999, I don't need you now.
Yeah, I mean, we've all been in those surprise social situations. You run into somebody you know, and you feel like maybe they're less comfortable with the situation than you think they might be in another scenario, or vice versa. I can find myself like removing myself from an exchange that happened, thinking, you know, why was I so uptight about that, you know? And
what do you think? Group sex.
It's like group sex. What is?
Removing yourself from the situation, think, why wasn't I more comfortable with that?
Oh. I guess in a sense, you know?
I mean, speaking for Andrew, I'm fine with it.
Would you rather have group sex or talk to a stranger on the street?
Is that even an option?
Yeah, that's true. Which is more comfortable for you?
Theoretically speaking.
Yeah, if you had to choose.
Wait, is my boyfriend listening?
I don't know.
I don't either.
What does he do?
He sells cars.
Oh, that's a good gig.
Yes, he is a dealer at Toyota North Shore.
Okay, and how did you meet? You weren't defending him or anything, were you?
No, we met in a more naked way.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
You met naked. I don't think I've met anyone that I've dated naked. Not the first time I met them. How did you manage that?
Well, there are apps.
Apps? That was an app? Really?
Josh, I love you if you're listening.
Wait, his name is Josh?
Yes.
That's my husband's name.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Okay, now me and Linda are bonded.
You know what the funny thing is? It's the same guy. That would be a good thing to find out for chapter two.
Would we get a spinoff then?
Maybe. Oh. We can come back.
Oh, okay.
Now we're talking about group sex again. So you and Josh met when you were both naked for real? How does that happen for real? Tell me that.
I mean, you have a smartphone, right?
I've got it right here. I've got the message from Paul Sanchez. I can meet Paul Sanchez. What app do Paul and I have to go on to?
Well, I found Josh on Grindr.
On Grindr?
Yeah.
What okay. is Grindr?
It's the gay Tinder.
Oh. I mean, I was never on Tinder.
I knew
so I
that.
Know.
I've been to San Francisco.
But even
it's
if you.
It's a terrible place.
Is it really?
No, it's a terrible place. I only like California from LA down.
Oh, yeah.
Grayson is agreeing.
Unless you're at the end up. I'll show up for the end up, but I don't want to see San Francisco otherwise. Fuck that.
What's wrong with San Francisco? Have you been there?
I've never been. Linda?
You've been all over the world.
I have, and I've never been to San Francisco.
Wait, how many countries have you been to?
Over 20?
I'm at 22.
I think I'm at 21.
Okay.
I was trying to get to 30 before 23. I know.
You would have won.
I can't lie. I told you. Except for the dictionary.
The dictionary thing.
It's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
No, when I got my last passport, I made a goal of 60 countries I'd never been to at that point in the next 10 years. So I'm like trying hard to hit 60 a year for 10 years.
I was at 30 before 30, but I think I'm going to do 30 before 31.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see.
You're going for an average.
Yeah, like
what's the craziest place or what's the best place you've been to?
Oh, God. I mean, I love Cambodia, but I also love Switzerland. I had a great time in Ecuador. Where have I been recently? I just came back from Asia. What the fuck did I do?
It'll come back to you.
I accidentally protested for the now in prison president in Korea, in South Korea.
Oh,
you went
no.
to the protest?
I lived in South Korea.
In my defense, they were blocking my hotel and somebody handed me a South Korean flag. So I'm like, okay, sure. Then they realized I was American, probably because I was 6 feet tall with tattoos, and started filming me.
Oh,
and then finally
man.
Somebody came by with the English version of what we were doing. I'm like, oh shit, she's a crackpot. Better well.
Jeez,
what city were you
in? Didn't end up in jail.
What city were you in?
I was in Seoul.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. So that's recently.
Yeah, no, that was April.
That was fun.
I started off in Hong Kong to Macau to Seoul to Tokyo.
Oh, see, we can be friends for life.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Perfect. So you and Josh both go on these trips?
This one was solo. This was just me.
Right. Okay, so let's get back to this Grindr thing. So, it's what night is it of the week? It's like a Wednesday night back
no,
there?
No, that was like, that was a... Josh, if you're listening, help me. I swear it was a solid Saturday, probably.
Saturday, okay. So I'm interested to know how this works.
I mean, the question is, within the realm of Grindr, are there any scenarios where you just get together for a drink?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's
you'd start slow, is in other words.
You should wear clothes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's okay.
Like Tinder, most of these Tinder dates start off with clothes.
I don't go to the gym 3 hours a day to wear clothes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, I guess that's true. If you're going to put all that effort into it, you want people to see
show
you.
It off, yeah.
But how do you meet somebody naked? That's what I'm interested in.
You send your address?
Okay, so how does it work? So you go on Grindr and there's like...
I don't know how to help you. If you can't do it by this point, I don't know how to help you.
Well, so there's people's faces like Tinder.
And you send your location.
Okay. This is pretty good. I don't think there's a hetero version of that, is there?
Josh, I love you. I'm sorry.
But see, I don't think there is a hetero version of this, is there?
I don't know. I would need to know the ins and outs of the... Is there any witty banter that needs to happen first or not?
Might be a poor choice of words.
No, but there was a lot of witty banter the next morning, which is why we're still together.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But initially, generally in the Grindr scenario, there doesn't necessarily need to be witty banter in order to get to giving your address out. Is that true?
I was not looking for banter.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You're just looking to have sex with somebody.
I think that's great that the gay community, I don't know if by and large.
Ask any of my friends, I'm a terrible gay. The only part of it I have down is the sex. The rest of it I suck at.
Yeah.
Like,
what
terrible.
Else are you supposed to be good at? Decorating or something?
Decorating, dancing.
Dancing, okay.
Wearing something other than black t-shirts because you can actually match your clothes. I've got none of that. None of that.
But you're good in the sex, oh hell. That's got to count for everything,
well, that
doesn't
feels
it?
Feels a little conceited to say, but...
You didn't have to say it. Grant said it for you.
Well, if you work out at the gym all the time.
Well, that can be a compensation, actually, not a cause.
You figure it out, you know. It's just like dancing. You figure it out.
I've never figured out the dancing.
Oh, well, you know.
Unless it's to dance off with your pants off. That one I've got.
I actually can't dance either.
Another good title.
Is that what we should name your album?
Dance Off With Your Pants Off.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is good.
It's not good at all, but...
Are you kidding?
No.
People won't forget it.
It's either Dance Off With Your Pants Off or Paul Sanchez Owes Me One.
That's a
good album title right there.
You know,
too.
I also noticed
Paul
you use
Sanchez
the word man a lot.
Paul Sanchez Owes Me One With His Pants Off.
I also use the word man and easy a lot.
Easy man.
I use those two words a lot also. Oh, wait, maybe those words have been used about me.
Easy. So what's it like being in a real relationship now? How long has that been going on?
Oh, Josh and I have been together for a while now.
Like, what would that be? A couple of years? 10 years?
A couple of years. We had a brief breakup in the middle, but the back together is at a year now.
All right.
And again, in case he's listening, I love you, honey. My boyfriend is wonderful. He is. He's markedly younger than me.
Oh, that's an interesting twist as well.
When he met my parents, he'd been downsized from his job offshore. So, because again, terrible gay, I picked an offshore guy. But so we made an agreement we would like mitigate the flow of information. Like maybe we wouldn't say he was unemployed, 13 years younger.
13.
And living with me all at once.
So what did you say?
Oh, no, we said all of that.
And you're an attorney, too. You're a trial attorney.
Well, okay, I said none of that. My friend said all of that. Okay. Like, one friend, I made fun of my friend Corinne because, okay, first off, it was a party because my dog died. So we're at a party because my dog died, and we're having, like, a repast. And my parents come down.
Your parents came down especially for the dog wake.
Yes.
That's very sweet.
So,
where are they living?
North Carolina, Asheville.
Okay. Wow.
Where I grew up. I actually grew up in Asheville.
In Asheville.
But,
so that's a place people move to, usually.
Yes, no, nobody's from there. I'm from there.
Why my husband's from South Carolina.
Oh, where?
My family in Asheville. Columbia.
Okay, that's a shithole. But,
well, he's in Texas, he moved to Texas.
Well, you're from Texas.
Yes.
You're from San Antonio.
Yes.
So how did you guys meet?
In College Same Station, Texas. Thing.
Oh, nothing in the
ground. That's a real shithole.
Well, it has A&M. That's where I went.
And were you clothed at the
Don't
time?
Don't judge.
Were you clothed when
yes,
you met?
Yes, we were clothed. We were
and
very
how
clothed.
Long before?
We worked in a clothing store. We worked at Macy's.
Oh.
Complete opposite.
You're
in
the
Macy's?
Total opposite. Oh,
yeah, we worked
me.
At Macy's.
Okay, I can't imagine
you were
either
standing
of you
up in everything.
Huh?
See, you were standing up in everything.
We
Jesus.
Were. Yes. I know.
Grayson, have you got me a date on Grindr, or did you find silver from Louisiana?
Wouldn't it have to be Josh LaBeouf?
Yes.
He is watching. Ah. He is, in fact, watching.
He's watching us live on Facebook.
Okay. He's saying you're freaking famous. So...
Okay. I love you, honey.
So he's not working today, Josh, then, obviously.
He is.
Oh, you can watch this at work. I guess you can stand out. Well, it's raining. Nobody's going to buy a car
in the rain. Yeah, nobody's going to buy a car in the rain.
Right. So Linda and Josh worked at Macy's. That's the funniest part of the whole show, right?
Wait, you worked there? I thought you just went there.
No, I worked there.
Oh.
I was in college and I worked there, and he was working at the Sunglass Hut.
Okay, that's
there
good.
There you go. Yeah, retail love right there.
Did you fall in love? Was it love at first sight?
Kind of. He was dating his manager, and I was dating his co-worker.
And that was quote-unquote dating.
Yes, who was also my neighbor.
So you were just banging this guy, basically.
It was very scandalous.
Really, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Why? Everybody was single and you were they?
It sounds like the Sunglass had a situation that, dare I say, was shady.
Another good one.
But fully clothed.
Crazy.
And standing up.
And standing up.
Beating me on all counts.
Okay, so have we got time for another song? Or should we keep going with the story?
Let's keep going with the story.
Okay, so where were we? The dogs?
Okay, so the dog was dead. I just come home from Peru. My dog died, blah, blah, blah. So I threw a party. My parents came down. And we all decided we're going to mitigate the information. So my friend...
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what mitigate means, but... Do you know that, Linda? You're saying you have a dictionary and you're a school teacher?
She never made it the M's.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going to
make it a little better than it is. We're going to control the flow.
Okay, so you're going to control what people hear. That's what mitigate means. Okay.
So... My friend Corinne from law school comes over, and her boyfriend is a month older than my dad. So
I passively
made fun of her for that, and she looked at my parents. She's the first one there, and she's like, yeah. By the way, I'm 42. And she's like, yeah, his boyfriend's 27. He went the other direction. I'm like, well, okay, there went the boyfriend thing. Then
your parents knew you were gay, I assume, at this point. Okay, so we're not going that far down the track.
Then my parents ask him what he does, and I'd written out this great speech because, like I said, he was offshore when I met him. So I was like, the story was I took early retirement from my job in the oil industry and I'm now currently pursuing a career with my passion, which is actually automobiles.
Which sounds good.
A lawyer version of I ain't got no goddamn job.
That did sound good.
And what he unfortunately said was, yeah, I ain't got no goddamn job. And I was like, oh. Oh. And I remember I was in the bathroom. I was taking a piss when this happened. I could hear through the door. I'm like, lie! Lie! He didn't lie. Honey, why didn't you lie?
What did your parents think? They liked him anyway.
Oh, wait. We're not there. Back off.
I'm just getting ahead
we're
of
getting
it.
We're getting there,
correct? So then I was like, well, at least we haven't gotten to the we live together part. Until I hear him on the couch drunkenly slurring at my mother. He gets up to eat cake at 3 o'clock every morning. Every morning! And I was like, okay, well, number one, mom knows I eat cake at 3 a.m. That's my 3 a.m. feeding. And number two, there went the living together part.
Number three, you have cake in your fridge all the time.
Yeah, what about that?
There is never a point in time where there is not cake in my house.
That is special. That is
awesome. Are you making the cake yourself or are you buying it?
Oh, I'm buying.
So, what are you buying?
Yeah,
what's your
poison? What are we talking about?
My go-to is the Rouse's sour cream cake.
Sour cream?
That's just good.
Not the Chantilly we're talking about.
The Chantilly is for special occasion.
Okay.
That is the special occasion cake.
Yeah.
Is
really
every
nice
day
cake.
That special to you, Linda? Really?
Yes. Every day is a special day.
If you have to have cake, sour cream cake from Rouse. Did you say Rouse's?
Yes.
Okay, well, we must be able to get something out of
that.
And
for the record, my parents liked Josh from the get-go. He did not believe so, which is why I found him in my gear room crying over my tent. But no, they liked him from the get-go.
I bet they did.
Although they do openly make fun of his age now.
Yeah.
Well, having an age difference is not that bad, is it? How much different are you in?
4 years.
4 years. He's 4 years older, you're 4 years older.
He's 4 years older.
He's 4 years older. Okay.
And I had to introduce him as my musician boyfriend.
Yeah,
so,
that's bad too.
Yeah, we were in the same boat. I'm like, okay, you know, this is how you introduce yourself, this is what you do, and yeah, it went.
How'd that go?
Well, it went.
Okay. Because that doesn't sound good being.
No, but you know, we've been
musician.
Married for 5 years now, so it's okay.
They've gotten over.
I think, well, you know.
He's
I think
still a musician, I guess, and he's still making a living. And he's really good, too.
Yeah,
it's
he's
different
talented.
When you hear someone and you think, oh my God, this
guy's
really
he's great,
talented.
So I think they've accepted him now.
Are you going to have another kid? Your baby is one now, right?
She is 16 months.
16 months, okay.
Yeah. She's very chatty, loves people.
Okay.
An auditory learner already. Yeah.
Auditory learner.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That like she talks. Yes. She copies everything we say. We have to be very careful. And now we're spelling out words because we can't say them.
It means
she knows
she
what.
She hasn't learned to read Linda's stolen dictionary.
The dictionary, yeah. She sounds like a pretty interesting little kid.
She is awesome. She, you were talking about being in the bathroom when that whole conversation was happening. The other day, I was like, hey, where's dad? And she said, potty? I was like, oh, he's in the potty? She's like, poop. Like, oh, you just called out your dad. Okay. I was like, hey, Josh, you in the bathroom? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, Lena says you're pooping.
Okay.
And she knows.
Well, she's on top of that.
Yeah.
But kids like that sort of thing.
One time I was at my office, and the little kids are not allowed in my office proper because it's covered in Legos, as is my house.
Whoa.
But
that's cool.
So I'm in
We're learning a lot of interesting stuff today. I got to say, I'm sorry we have to get out of here.
Right, so I'm in there with the family.
Good.
And all of a sudden, this little, 3-year-old busts in my door with as much earnestness as a 3-year-old can muster and just screams out, I got to take a shit.
That might be a good point to end on right there.
I think that's right.
That's been exactly an hour. We have to get out of here.
Short and sweet.
That's our deal.
That's what we got
to do. Did you come up with the title?
For the album?
No, but the saga continues.
No, we did. We haven't got a really great title. I mean, that's a big deal coming up with an album title.
It is. I know.
Maybe we'll come up with one, though, during the week. So if you listen to the show and you have an album title for Andrew,
tune back in next week.
Yeah, we'll find out what it is. Well, drop us a line here. Our address is on our website. It's neworleans.com. And suggest an album title for Andrew's new album. It's going to end up being Welcome to My World. That's probably what it is. That's my.
That's not good. But no.
Oh my God, Michael Kennedy, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you. I've had a great time.
It's been great to meet you. Yeah, I hope we get to meet you again sometime,
yeah, no,
and maybe
it's
bring
been a lot
Josh
of fun.
Along this time.
I'll see you in the hood, bro.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I hope you guys will actually talk to each other now. Yeah, exactly. And Linda Summey, thank you so much for coming here. I'm sorry that last
thank
time it
you.
Didn't work out and we lost the whole entire show. I'm assuming that we've recorded it this time, and you don't have to do this a third time. And that's it. We'll have a great time in San Antonio, Texas.
Thank
Good luck
you.
With that. I hope we can stay in touch with you as well.
I hope so, too.
And hope you guys come back
Thanks,
once in
Thomas.
A while. Yeah. Okay, Andrew, that's it. We're out of here.
Let's get
All
out
I
here.
Have to do is just read this list of things here.
Let's go.
That was Happy Hour for another day. The producer of our show is Graham DuPonty, Allison Moon and April Stolfo are our associate producers, and Christian Unruh is our music director. Jean Valois is our music producer, and our technical director is Thomas Walsh. Today's show is engineered by Thomas Walsh. Our live feed directors on Facebook have been Asher Griffith and Grayson Jernigan. Our theme music was written by and is currently being played by Mitch Foreman. If you'd like to be on our show and you can stay upright for about an hour and drink, how many drinks have you guys had actually today?
Shut your damn mouth.
Pretty good. Four or five drinks, and we have the Hangover Destroyer, so you can have another one if you like. Anyway, if you'd like to join us sometime around here at Wayfair, drop us a line. Our address is on our website. It's neworleans.com. We can also check out many other hours of Happy Hour that are up there, as well as some other shows we make here, including Out to Lunch with Peter Ricciuti, live from Commander's Palace, True to the Game with Chris True, Midnight Menu Plus One, with Margot Moss and the man who ate New Orleans, Ray Cannata, Louisiana Eats with Poppy Tooker, and the podcast about death, Death, the podcast. Okay, these guys are swigging back the Hangover Destroyer. Are you watching this, Andrew? You can also find other great Louisiana podcasts at itsacadiana.com and itsbatonrouge.la. How does it taste, Yule?
It's good.
It's a good taste?
Yeah,
it tastes good. Well, it smells
it's
powerful.
Lovely.
All right. You're not going to get a hangover. You can keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter and a bunch of other time-sucking social media as well. On all of it, we're called It's New Orleans. You can find photos from this show on itsneworleans.com and on our Facebook page. These photos were taken by Allison Moon. If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast app, thanks for subscribing to us. Take a moment, if you've got one, to rate and review us. That helps other people find us. Our show is recorded live today at Wayfair on Ferret Street in Uptown New Orleans, where they have a 3-hour happy hour here every day and an awesome brunch on the weekends. Happy Hour is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsneworleans.com. For Andrew Duhon, everyone around the table here at Wayfair and back at our office at INO Broadcasting, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Grant Morris. We'll see you back here next week on Happy Hour.